Your brain likes questions to be answered and things to be done. Why not give your brain what it likes? You're listening to the Bear in Mind Podcast, episode 166.
A podcast that breaks it down so you can break the cycle for good. Now your host, Tara Rama, but you can call her T.
I just ended that intro with a question. That question needs to be answered. Why not give our brain what it likes? What it wants to, all your brain wants to do is just be efficient and be kind of calm, and doing that actually improves your emotional health, giving your brain what it wants. So the questions that go unanswered, the best way to show you that that's what your brain wants is before people could read and write or anything like that, and language was established in human beings, we told stories. And till this day, stories begin with a question. And if you look at, I'll use the top genres, if you look at mysteries, whodunits, it's who did the crime. You want that question answered at the end of the book. In romance, you want, are they going to get together is the question. And even though in both of those types of books, you know that you're going to find out who did it. You know that the two people are going to get together. You want to know how. You want to know a little bit of those details. So our brain wants to answer an unanswered question. It'll go over that question until it gets an answer. And it'll sometimes find an answer that is probably not the most satisfying for your brain. It'll sometimes latch onto an answer that won't serve your mental health. And the second way that we know that the brain likes things to be finished is accomplishment. Human beings, it is one of those things that we want, like warmth. We want that. That's for our survival. We want food. There are things attached to our survival, and accomplishment is one of those things. It's not attached to physically surviving. However, it is attached to our survival, and that is why human beings have withstood the time for so long. They have accomplished it, and we always want something more, and that's okay. It depends on how you go about it, wherever your moral compass is. But accomplishing something, we want that finish. We want to be able to check the box on certain things. And when we can do this, when we can do this for our brain, we have an enormous amount of opportunity to improve our emotional health, to improve our emotional well-being, to make the decisions that serve us better. And so the way to do this is notice when you ask yourself a question. And I'm going to give you an example. So you're like, what do you mean I ask myself a question? We ask ourselves a lot of questions. Why does he act like that? That is a very common question. Why does somebody behave this way? We want to know. Why are they like that? That's maybe how it comes up in our head. Why is he doing that? Answer that question. Why do you think? It doesn't mean it's the truth. It doesn't mean that's the reason. But use your brain to answer that question. So I asked myself that question when it came to certain things that my partner does that I don't understand. Why doesn't he pick up after himself? Why does he ask a question of somebody? And then in this case, me, he asked me a question and he'll automatically walk away, like not even wait for the answer. So why is he asking the question? And when you do this, when you answer it with what you think, you open up so much more of what's going inside your head. And if you're feeling stuck on, well, I talk a lot about what you're thinking, your thoughts, your emotions. If you're feeling really stuck, answer that question. If that's what you're noticing about yourself, like, why does somebody do this? Or why are things like this? Or why is the house messy? Answer that question. Why is the house messy? And that'll open up your head. It'll give you that space. It'll give you the things to look at in your life. So it's not so cluttered inside your head, because the brain likes simplification, right? It wants, only thing it cares about is your survival, which is a good thing. But to your brain, survival is status quo. It's sitting on the sofa because everything is good in your eyes. There's no immediate threat to your life right now. Nobody is coming at you running down the street with a knife. Answer those questions. If you want to take it a step further, write out the answer to that question. Whatever you think, don't censor it. It's your opinion. It's what you think. Why that person is behaving a certain way. Why are things like this? Why do you think that you haven't achieved that goal? Now, when you do this, you're going to be answering questions and a lot of stuff is going to come up. And excuse me, some of it might not be pretty. And it can be scary, and I get that, because when I answer the question, why does my husband behave that way? It was not pretty. It was something I did not want to look at. But looking at it does not mean that it's not there. Becoming aware of something does not mean that you have all of a sudden created some negative thoughts about somebody else. So a lot of things came up. I had a lot of negative thoughts about my partner that came up, and that was not pretty. All that's happening is it's bringing up stuff that is already in your brain. So it isn't that you're creating this by answering that question. When you answer it, it's giving your brain an opportunity to vent, to say, hey, this is what's already been there in my subconscious running in the back of my mind, and now I'm aware of it. And I talked about this before, and you'll notice any self-help book, anything that you read is often about self-awareness, being aware of that stuff and how much of our lives we spend trying to hide it, push it down. And answering that question will bring it up. The other way to answer things when you're not sure is I often add a preposition to things. I can't stand her because, so I'll add the because, I can't stand her because, and then you can also find answers. So finishing sentence that way, adding a preposition to it, I'm angry at, or I'm angry about. That is how I try to get at some of those things that are hiding in the closet, the skeletons in the closet, and bringing it to my awareness. And yes, it is not maybe something we want to look at. Not wanting to look at it does not equate to, that doesn't mean it's not there affecting your life, affecting your emotional health, your emotional well-being. And our brain likes things finished. So there was this moment where I started to realize how much stuff was sitting undone. It's little things like canceling this Kindle account, canceling the subscription, changing the light on my bike because it's gotten darker out. Some of those things that fixing, changing the light bulb, all of those little things, mailing those cards, mailing that birthday card, getting that stuff done. It's sitting there in the back of your head. Oh, I need to get this done. Oh, I need to get this done. And finding that space to get those things done that you want to get done, that you genuinely want to get done. And even changing the light bulb, you want to get that done. Even if you think you need to get it done, you want that light bulb changed so that you can see when it's dark outside. That's why you want it. It's not necessarily that you need it. That's why you want it. You can light a candle and solve your light problem, but you want to be able to hit a button and get light when it's dark outside. So you want to change that. So all the things that you want to do that sit in the back of your head, your brain is fussing over it. Just like it's fussing over those unanswered questions, it's also fussing around it, and you're not aware of it, of all those little tasks. I need to get back on that email. I need to get back to that text. I'm one of those people that will answer a text right away. As soon as I see it, I'll answer it. Are you available to go out for coffee? I will look at my calendar and answer it right away. Now, the way I don't let that disrupt my whole life is I schedule time to answer emails and texts, and then I get all of those stuff done. So it's not that I'm doing it in the middle of other things. But those things are in the back of your mind running. Oh, I need to get this. I need to buy a new pair of shoes. Water keeps leaking into it. These are all things I need to get done, by the way. I'm listing them out. They're all in my calendar, ready to be done. And sometimes it gets too much, where I take a sheet of paper and I write all the little things, everything. There's a sweater I love. It has a big hole. I need to get it to alter. That's on my list. I write them out and I schedule each of those things over time. And it's in my calendar and it's out of my head. I know that it's in my calendar to bring that sweater to get it altered next week. It's in there to do it already. And so I'm not thinking about it because I know it's in my calendar, and then I'm going to go honor my calendar. Answering those questions that run in your head will open up your brain, give it something, answering it, giving it something that it likes, that it needs, that it wants, to help you figure out how to go about getting better emotional well-being and finishing all those tasks that are in the back of your mind. Your brain wants that. So it's not nagging. So you have room. So you have room to enjoy life, to be present with the people that you care about. Answer the unanswered, finish the unfinished. That's all I have for you this week. I'll check back with you next.
Thanks for listening. Listen for a new episode next Tuesday by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform. Bye for now.